Okay, so let's just get started before we run out of time. Okay, so welcome to this session. Thank you for coming and being interested in the new school. This session will be introducing the Grace Evangelical Society Seminary, its purpose, the teachers, and two students who have taken classes, and to answer any questions that you might all have. I just want to introduce myself. I'm Letitia Lee. I'm married to Mike Lee, and our only child is Peyton, who just graduated from college. I have a bachelor's and an optometry degree from UC Berkeley. I work part-time in providing eye care in nursing homes throughout the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. And I also try to help out GES as a board member, and I'm in my second year out of four-year term. Okay, so talking about the Grace Evangelical Society Seminary, which I was just say GES Seminary, it's a focused free grace online school with the purpose of providing courses to equip those who want to teach and serve. There is an option to earn a master's in divinity, which would take 3 years for a full-time student. This school will be unaccredited, and it will also be free for students to earn a B or better grade in their classes. And we just want to thank all of the GES financial partners for making this free education possible at this time. Okay, so a typical course will be about 12 weeks long, with the exception of Greek, which will be 15 weeks. This fall semester will start on the week of August 20th. And the Greek one will start on August 6th. All final exams and papers will be completed by the week of November 13, which is 1 week before Thanksgiving, because I know everyone gets really busy around that time. And depending on the teacher, there may be some adjustments to the schedule, depending on the need. Generally, students can expect to have weekly pre-recorded lectures and required readings as homework. And then from there, participate in a weekly one-hour discussion with the professor or professors on Zoom. And then in terms of papers, there are probably going to be about 6 short papers every other week and a 1 long final paper on the last week, except for Greek, which I believe will have quizzes and a final exam. Okay. I want to introduce our first class we're going to have this fall. It's going to be first year Greek, Elements of Greek Grammar, or Greek 101. And one of our teachers will be Anthony Badger here and Ken Yates. I'm sorry. So let me just get some information from you, Tony. Are you single or married?
Okay, I've been married for a long time.
Okay. Yeah. Do you have, because I wasn't able to get this information from you earlier, do you have any children?
We were 3 when we got married. No.
Okay.
I have 2 daughters.
Look closer.
I have to really do one on these singers, you know. I'll get real close. There you go. I have two daughters, Tanya and Rebecca, 6 grandkids, 1 great-grandchild, who's okay. A year old right now.
Good, so that, congratulations.
There you go. Lancaster, Pennsylvania is where I live.
Excellent. And can you talk a little bit about maybe your educational background?
Oh, okay. Well, I have a Bachelor of Law, LaSalle Extension University. And I got a bachelor's of B.S. in Bible, I think it is, in Lancaster Bible College, Th.M. from Dallas Seminary, Th.D. from Dallas Seminary in 87, and have a checkered background as far as teaching and pastoring.
So. What are you currently doing ministry-wise?
Right now, I teach an ABF, Adult Bible Fellowship, in our church, about 50 members, okay. 50 people in the class on average. And we're currently going through the Gospel of John. We're in John 6 now, so what we've been hearing has really rang a bell with me, you know. So,
Okay, yeah. Thank you. And then the other, your co-teacher is going to be Ken Yates, right? I got info from him, so... Yeah, Ken Yates... I'll just go through Ken's real quick. Ken Yates is he's residing in Columbia, South Carolina with his wife, Pam. They have four children. He got a bachelor's degree in political science at the U.S. Air Force Academy. He got a master's in New Testament Greek at DTS, or Dallas Theological Seminary, a doctorate in New Testament studies also at DTS. Past ministry is a chaplain in the military, and currently he's working for GES as a writer, podcaster, editor,
whatever
missionary, and everything else that Bob wants him to do. And and his interest is swimming. Is that correct?
I do like to swim. Yeah, I'm not good at it, but I like doing it.
It's a great form of exercise. So I'm going to try to put up the view here. And who will like to be? Whoop, sorry. Who would like? Okay, so we have Ken and we have Tony here, and this is their PowerPoint for their class, Greek 101. So who would like to go over this? Tony?
Well, I'm not sure what it says. this is what I sent you, right? Okay. Let me just review what I have here. consistent study of all assigned chapters. We're going to be using this book. It's Bill Mounce's fourth edition of Greek grammar. I studied initial Greek in Bible college with Machen's grammar, and it wasn't all that clear to me. I think I threw my Greek book against the wall a couple of times trying to learn, you know. But this fellow really explains it. He's got, and I'll just ad lib here on this. He's got videos with short explanations for each chapter. Each chapter deals with a particular subject or development, and it corresponds with his handy dandy workbook. Okay, and so this is the workbook, and it's got exercises and things to fill in and things. And one of the things that we'll be doing is doing quizzes, which are going to be are there and they're online, as well as the workbook assignment. And the way it'll be is we'll go through the chapter in his book for an explanation. It's going to take at least 4 hours a week to study this every week, and then do the workbook exercises. And then as you do that, you're studying for the quiz. And when you do the quiz, you don't have to, if you find that you don't know the answers in the quiz, you can go back and review things and then start over and take the quiz again. All right, but yeah, and so the idea is you'll learn it that way. If you don't know the answer in the quiz, go back and find out what it is. But then when you take the quiz, you can't use your book. You got to do it on its own. That's an honor system, of course. Mm-hmm. But that will teach you how to deal with the technicalities of things in the language. So then at the end we'll have a final exam, which Ken will have to make up.
That's true.
and go from there. But anyway, I what else do we put here? Okay.
I think the I think going back with the Zoom classes, we'll meet with them.
Yeah. One hour a week.
Yeah. Right, and then we'll do the Zoom class either the way we have it figured now is either Wednesday or Saturday, because of time schedules and things like that. I think Ken's going to do Wednesday. I'm going to do the Saturday one. We don't have it lined up. We have to do both of them, right?
No.
Just one a week, whichever it is. That will give you an opportunity to ask questions And if you want to know what makes a contract verb for or a contact vowel or something, then we can show you. I'm going to try to get some kind of video set up where I can show you online with words and things like that. That's not fully developed yet, but anyway.
The reason we do it on Wednesday and Saturday, not just for our classes, but any class, is because
The reason we have the option of Wednesday and Saturday is because we have some people who are in Europe, for example, who take the classes, or Asia, and there's time zone changes, so we try to fit it to where they're not having to go on Zoom at 2:00 in the morning. So we give them those two options.
And people work. Yeah.
Okay. And there is the, it didn't get, I see my one Greek word. That's Amy is what it's supposed to be. But anyway, this is a lineup of the topics. Okay. Now, for week one, general introduction, it kind of goes along with the chapter number as well. And week two is just the English noun, what a nominative and accusative are and what an article is and things. Genitive and the dative cases, prepositions and the should be a me, which is a Greek word for I am. It's the word that God built to make sure that we know about his existence, because every time you say I am, Tony, you're using the name of God, Yahweh.
I also want to say this.
It's very unique.
If you don't want to take Greek, if you want to learn English,
yeah.
I learned more about English grammar by studying, like, what's a nominative? I didn't know what English, an accusative, and all that. So I learned more about English grammar in Greek class than I did in growing up. Yeah.
And this just matches the first. Let's do the next one then. Adjectives, verbs. There are two tracts that he allows us to handle, and I more or less chose track two, which integrates the study of not only nouns and verbs. The track one, you just do nouns all the way through, and it's more fun if you can do sentences and things and learn some verbs as you go. So we're going to integrate nouns and verbs as we start to study it, and oh, you'll love it. And I mean, really, it's exciting to me anyway. Various, the moods and the tenses. Now there we go. Third declension is a noun situation. That word there is supposed to be autos, which is a word that you just have a whole week to study what that means, all right, and how it's used and things like that. Next. Adjectives, pronouns, and then there's some more verbs, you see. Future active, middle, indicative verbs and things. And verbal root patterns. And then we go from there in the second, in the spring semester, we do the last half of the book. So theoretically, you should be able to read, I'm thinking maybe with the help of a dictionary for some words, the Gospel of John. That's my goal. Now, I don't know how well you'll be able to read. It might be very slow, but you'll be able to see things and everything and be able to do it. You'll be able to follow John Nimello when he talks. It's not that.
John Nimello? Don't lie.
Well, see there? You'll be far past Bob.
Okay, so anything else you want to share, Ken, or you just want to be opening it up to questions here for students about this class?
I think it's pretty exciting. I think that you're right.
I think you're right that if the people do the workbook and do that, they'll be reading out of the Gospel of John by the end of the year. That's a very, very realistic goal.
Maybe even sight reading.
Yeah.
Without a dictionary.
Right. And part of that is because you already know the context. And then you can see it. So you can cheat a little bit because, well, I don't know what that word is, but I know what it is in English. So I know what it says. But it helps you. Sure.
And you'll have a vocabulary. They'll have a vocabulary of what? 500 words? 300 words?
I think probably at least 300 would be my guess.
So you'll know words like anthropos or sozo or soteria. These kinds of words are, they occur so often, and then you'll learn, like, what, 100 uses enough or something? Or
yeah, they're cognate words that sound a little bit like English words, like
anthropos. Yeah, anthropology, right.
Or supier.
Sclerosis. What's sclerosis?
Hardening.
It means to scleros, I think it is, means to harden. Mm-hmm. So when you have arteriosclerosis, I said that right, hardening of the artery.
Yeah.
That kind of does.
Yeah.
Some of them are kind of easy once you.
Okay, so Bernie has a question. And
I just want to ask, on the schedule again, would you repeat the start and end dates for the first semester?
Sure.
August
20th and November 13th.
Yeah, for Greek.
Or August 6th and November 13th for Greek.
Yeah. Yes, thank you. Any other questions about this Greek class from y'all?
Yeah, I know we said that the class was free, but what about the textbooks and the workbooks?
Yeah, you got to buy
them. Bob.
You can get those on Amazon. The books. The question is, where do we get the books? So they're on Amazon and probably any good bookstore that sells Christian books.
Particular edition?
Fourth edition. Yeah, it's his latest edition. I had the first one. It's changed a little bit, and I couldn't. We all got to have the fourth edition. Yeah.
To some degree, if they have to go beyond November, if they get behind, it's somewhat self-paced, right?
Yeah. The thing is, you don't want to get behind in your understanding. You can get behind in the weeks a little bit, but if you don't understand week one, week two, week three, you won't be able to comprehend week four because you're going to use stuff that you've already learned. And that's one of the most important things, I think, is to keep up with the understanding as you go. Does that kind of answer?
Yeah. I have a question, actually. You mentioned how many hours it would take to go through the book and then the workbook.
Mm.
How many hours a week are you expecting students to spend on this to learn? And
who? The students? You mean?
Yeah.
I would say at least, well, that's what I'm talking about, really. I would say 4 hours.
Okay.
And that's like concentrated thought as you go through this and understanding and going back. And you'll circle things in your workbook and, oh, you'll have fun. But it'll be, you'll say, oh, I know that. And then when you come to the Zoom meeting, anything that you don't know, we'll talk about in that lesson.
Okay. Any other questions?
I think I'm going to be helping with this class the second semester. And one of the things that I found, I think we all found when we learned Greek, is that it's probably better to do it in daily rather than try to do 4 hours on Saturday afternoon. If you do 30 minutes every day or 40 minutes every day, it's a whole lot easier than trying to cram it in.
Okay, any questions?
And review. See, when you do the second day, you're going to need to know, kind of whip back through the first day and get caught up. And yes, go ahead.
Who? Do you want to start up here, Sharon?
Okay, yes.
I just want to clarify. So are we learning through that book? I mean, the person that wrote the book that was just watching the videos to learn the Greek from them, but you're not lecturing them?
I won't be a lecturer. We won't have a video lecture from Ken or I. It'll just be interaction on the Zoom. On the Zoom meeting, what was the other part of your question?
You'll see him teach the.
So he will teach.
He will teach it on the video, and you'll watch that 20 times.
Yeah. Oh, Bill Mouse.
And
right.
Then you will meet with us and say, "Okay, let's talk about the videos that you saw this week.
It's BillMouse.com. And once you get in there, you can click around and see where what he'll do. He has every lesson, every chapter with explanations on the major points. Now, you don't get a lecture for the whole chapter. You just get the main points that he wants you to do. You get the main points, you do that, and then we talk about it in a Zoom meeting. There you are. And if you don't have something to, if you don't understand, why, you can ask.
Yeah, the Zoom meetings will be very flexible. Like, yeah. What is it that wasn't clear or whatever?
Yeah, and they would have to be. I mean, because we don't know for sure what you get and what you don't.
Okay.
As you study.
Is Greek the first class that is, like, required? If you want to take class, do you have to start with Greek? Is that, like, the first class?
You'd have to take Greek 1 before. This one before you would take Greek in the spring.
But as far as, like, if I wanted to take, like, another one of the classes that
offers. Greek is not a prerequisite for other classes. It's just a prerequisite for additional advanced Greek.
All we've talked about is Greek, so it sounds like.
That's what, yes.
But
it's not.
Curious, yeah. You know, if I wanted to take another class, would I have to first take
Right. It's in discussion. Bob and I have been throwing numbers around. It ranges from $50 if you're in a developing country to $250 if you're in a developed country. But we're just hoping it won't get to that point, you know.
What she's trying to say is we're full of grace.
Yes. And very generous financial partners.
You didn't say full of A's. You said full of grace.
Full of grace. Yeah.
No, that's a good question. Yes, 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 yes. Go ahead. Yes, do you have a question?
Yes, along that line, how old does a person have to be? I mean, I'm academically challenged sometimes, so I'd like to do some more of this, but also I have a son that's not 18. I mean, so how academically challenging is this?
Is there like an age minimum or just someone who's interested?
No, I don't think there's an age minimum, but...
Almost
15. Oh,
thank you.
That's a good time to start.
He's also bilingual, which helps.
Yeah. And he's young.
Yeah.
Actually,
he's
better.
He'll show everybody else up. Yeah.
The papers have one bi-weekly, a couple bi-weekly, and then one that ends. It was kind of vague at how long they're supposed to be.
Oh, I'm sorry. I kind of went through it real quick. It's basically short papers are 1 to 2 pages. How many words?
250.
250 to 500 words. And the longer papers, 10 to 12 pages, which is about how many words?
2,500 to 3,000.
But we'll go into that a little bit more. Any more specific Greek class questions? Tony.
For the Zoom classes, if you know you're going to miss one,
I wondered about that too. Are we going to record
these? You're in the Wednesday group and you know you're going to miss one, we go to the Saturday group.
Correct.
Well, what if you're out of town?
What if you're out of town for 10 days?
If you're out of town for 10 days, then you.
We record them.
We record them.
Yeah, we record.
Are they recorded?
Right. Okay. So the discussions are recorded. It's kind of tough if you miss them. We do try to be, the teachers are pretty flexible about people or students moving from one discussion group to the other for the convenience of their schedule. But it's really, I think, these discussions are the key to really learn, I think, and then for the teachers to also figure out where you are. And you really can really learn from each other during these Zoom discussions. I mean, they're just super crucial that it's like one step above a standard, like, correspondence school, you know, where, right. They're really not optional, but they're definitely encouraged. Yeah.
Also, just add what makes it unique. You know, if you're going to take a Greek class, you could take one, you know, anywhere, but you want to talk to these guys.
Right.
One of the greatest things that we can offer you through the Zoom classes is you're getting firsthand instruction from some of the best teachers.
Right. Yeah, so these Zoom discussions are great in that we can ask our teachers live, you know, questions that we have, and they can answer. You can follow up with another question. And
I want to say on the other classes, just being, and obviously I'm biased, but when you go to another Bible college or another seminary, you're not going to get a free grace perspective.
Amen.
And so when you go to these Zoom classes, that's what you're going to do. If you're talking to Tony or any of us, you're going to get a free grace perspective on these passages that you're not going to get
at other places.
Yes.
And that's really what we're offering.
And
when
I think
you get down to it.
Right. And I think Bob will get into this hopefully if you have time later.
Yeah.
Okay. Any more?
I learned so much from other people's questions
yes.
in the classes that
yes.
I never came up
yes.
with those questions. But
right.
I learned so much from, like, oh, that's a really good question.
Yes, exactly. And Greg and Annika Muller are our two students who took Bob's class in the fall and Ken's class in the spring, and hopefully we'll have time to kind of have them share even more, too. Okay, so let's, any more Greek class-specific questions? Otherwise, we're going to move on to Philippe Sterling. Let me do a quick intro. All right, Philippe Sterling, he lives in Denton, Texas with his wife, Brenda. They have two children, two grandchildren. He has a biology degree, bachelor's in biology from Virginia Tech. He has a master's of theology with Old Testament focus from Dallas Theological Seminary and a master of science in counseling from Texas Woman's University. He used to work for Campus Crusade for Christ, and now he is a pastor and writer. And he's from Haiti and loves to read and travel. So would you like to go over your kind of objective and purpose of your class, Philippe?
Sure. The class is a survey of the Old Testament. And, you know, we cover the Old Testament. So our basic text, you know, is the Bible, you know, of course, but there's two other texts that we'll be using. One is called Encountering the Old Testament, and it's a text that has all kinds of charts and maps, full color, and it's available, you know, on Amazon. There's two editions of it. The latest edition is the third edition, and I probably think, you know, if you can get the second or third edition, you know, would be best, and there will be reading assignments. You'll be reading through the entire book in conjunction with every book of the Old Testament. A second text we'll be using is my own. It's a PDF that I'll supply, which is I've made a survey of every book of the Old Testament from a dispensational free grace perspective. So it gives background and a synthesis of the book, its theological emphasis, and also its contribution to the whole messianic line, you know, that is to scripture. The assignments will be short papers and a long paper. And short paper, as was being mentioned, of 250 to 500 words, and then a major paper of 2,500 to 3,000. And I'll be giving actually choices on each of those papers. So for each paper, you may have, I'll supply three options, and you can choose one. So there'll be diversity among the students, you know, even they bring their work to the Zoom classes. I'll be recording. Mike and Letitia will be helping me to record over the summer, mm-hmm. 12 video sessions that be about 45 minutes each. So you will watch that. You will encourage you to read all the books that we'll be surveying, you know, for that particular session, and again, the assigned chapters in my PDF and in the text, you know, itself. The Zoom session will be discussion. And so, I mean, we're covering an awful lot, you know, there. So, I mean, there won't even be time for me in the 12 video sessions to give you an introduction to every single book, you know, of the Old Testament. But you will be reading my PDF on that. And so the Zoom sessions will be just, for us to address the particular, even books that you would like more to discuss more. One of the assignments for every class session will be to come to the Zoom session with three questions and a particular comment, you know, that you would like to make.
Okay, thank you, Philippe. What do you think is the expected amount of hours a student needs to spend to be well prepared for these discussions?
For the short papers, I think. One to probably 2 hours, you know, for that. For the major paper, it would be probably about 12 hours okay. that I think would be sufficient to do that. I can let you know, even for the major paper, you know, I'm thinking of giving one of two options. You know. One is to do your own synthesis of the book of Isaiah, but within that word construct, mm-hmm. or, you know, to... even though we'll be discussing it, to trace through, you know, what to the Old Testament, what it says about the coming Messiah, you know, too.
Okay. Any questions from you all?
Okay. So those are. And okay. The other time is just your time reading and viewing the videos.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
How much time do you expect to spend weekly?
Weekly. So in addition to the papers, the reading, the video viewing. Yeah.
Now, I will assume probably that you've read through the Old Testament several times, perhaps, you know, even so that you will have a good familiarity, you know, of it, you know, there. So in terms of reading through the Encountering the Old Testament, my PDF notes, that'll be however much at least skim through, you know, all of it, you know, too. But if you have the time, and it's really an excellent book, even though the authors are not free grace authors, but they've done a really an excellent work, you know, going through the background and all the background material and the content of each book. So it ends up being as much time as you want to spend. No.
Okay. But you say an average be like 4 hours?
Well, 4 hours.
Reading the book, right. Writing the paper.
Yes.
Yeah.
So over the 12, 4 hours a week, yeah. Over 12 weeks would be, you know, what, 48
yeah.
hours?
It's tough to gauge sometimes. It depends on how fast we read, how quickly we can write, so, yeah. And how much we want to get in depth, I think, with the material, so.
And whether you want an A or B, and.
All right. Any other questions?
Okay.
Al?
What's the start date, end date, and when does the class meet?
Oh.
Once a week?
Yes, the discussions. Yeah.
I was thinking that a Tuesday night and a Saturday morning.
Okay.
Too. Well, no. Either one. Pick one.
That's just for the Zoom call.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Everything else, you're on your own.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Any other questions? We can go over the. I'll be putting up the.
That's the way I edit and create. Know how you create. If you're somebody that has to have an outline and has to have six drafts, account for that. You know, it's all subjective. So.
Yes. I remember before Bob's class, I was trying to talk him out of all these short paper assignments, and because I don't like writing papers. Mm-hmm. But there is a reason for it, and I think it's a good reason. Basically, Bob gets a good feel about where the student is, and as some of our students have done here, if a short paper is fairly interesting, basically it can be, with the permission of the student, be published in the magazine, Grace and Focus, and I think Ken is always working on getting more journal articles, so that was the other incentive. Yes. Yeah, I think we'll, can we save that question maybe for like teachers specifics? I think they all have different preferences.
Can we ask what the start and end date were?
Yeah, I'm sorry, Al, you're a little late. But basically, Greek starts on the week of August 6th. And then 2 weeks later, the rest of the classes will start. Because Greek is 2 weeks longer than everybody else's class. Okay, so let's move to Steve Elkins, who's going to be doing first year basics of pastoral ministry. Steve lives in Coppell, Texas with his wife, Marcy. They have 3 children. He got his bachelor's in business administration at SMU, Southern Methodist University. And he got his THM at Dallas Theological Seminary. He's working towards a DMin.
What's that?
You're working towards a DMin?
Oh, I did.
Yeah. Oh, okay. From Phoenix Seminary. He was a pastor and worked with Young Life. And now he is started his current ministry, Grace Headquarters, which is also located at graceheadquarters.com. He's very interested in golf, so do you want to talk about your objective of your class, Steve.
Yes, okay. There are preaching classes. This isn't a preaching class per se, but there is a little bit of an introduction to preaching. There might be three classes on that. And I don't know why women couldn't be involved in this particular class, because there are women who are in who are pastoring, shepherding, whatever, in various ministries. I don't mean churches, but so it could be good in that way. And we'll cover pastoral ministry things, like working with an elder board, pastoral counseling, how to do weddings, how to do funerals, things like that. There'll be a few books to read, and you know, there'll be book reports that, you know, a little short paper on that, but maybe also to interview a pastor on some specific questions we'll have and so forth, so that there could be some relationship there. And you have an appreciation, like, I didn't think I was ever going to be a pastor when I was a young man, but it would have done me a great service to have had to go meet with a pastor to find out what are the issues, what are the big issues today that you're dealing with. And there'll be conflict resolution. There was a great class in here yesterday with Bruce Zimmerman on church discipline. We probably have to touch on that just a bit. A lot of preachers can go through a career without that, and then some might have it a few times, hopefully only a few times. But a lot of pastoral ministry things. Any questions or comments? And I left my hearing aids in my car like an idiot, and I can't hear a thing. But, yeah. Well, one of the texts would be like Biblical Preaching by Haddon Robinson, possibly something by Myron Minerth or whatever the latest greatest is on pastoral counseling. And then we'll also have some guests come in, pastors who are experts maybe on, there was a church just recently that had an abuse case between two kids, and it was serious. And so someone who's an expert in knowing how to, or has had experience, that would be much better than maybe what I could give. So things like that.
Any questions for Steve? Okay, thank you, Steve.
Thank you.
August 20th to November 13th.
Okay, so.
Okay, do you have some PowerPoints for me? Okay, I'm doing soteriology again. We did it before. Greg and Annika took that class, and so did about 10 people. But soteriology is the doctrine of salvation. And so we have 12 lectures, like eight or nine of them by me, three or four by Zane Hodges. And then we also have a paper every other week, the short papers. There's some short readings. And I'm not requiring you to buy books. I just give you PDFs of the books I want you to read or online articles. And, then there's a final longer paper. And we meet once a week, two different times, so that if people are somewhere else, you know, like if they work during the day and we have a, let's say, Wednesday afternoon, or if they're in another part of the world, they may need to do Saturday morning. So we do that, and there are some PowerPoints if they do work.
Yes, the TV kind of turned off.
There it is. And basically we had about 12 people in the class. I think 10 finished. A few people ended up auditing it, and they wrote papers, and several of those papers we turned into, they were expanded to magazine articles, because these papers are 250 to 500, magazine articles like 1,000 to 2,000. So they added some more and we published some of, there's what's required. So five of the short papers, one long paper, 1 hour per week of Zoom, a 30 to 45 minute lecture to watch each week, and the weekly assignments, which are basically 25 to 50 pages, and I don't suggest you take hours and hours to read those. I think you should be able to read that much material in an hour. And then what's next? Is there another? The textbooks are Hodges Absolutely Free, which, again, I recommend a hard copy, but I'll email you a PDF. And also The Gospel Under Siege, also my book, Confident in Christ, also Gospel of Doubt, and also The Ten Most Misunderstood Words. We're not reading all of those books. We're reading a few pages out of each book, a section out of each book. That's one of the reasons I give them to you, because you don't have to buy them. Yeah.
All these books, and you say PDFs on some of them, that would be free?
Yeah, all the PDFs, all those books I'll give you. But the PDF, not the hard copy. If you want the hard copy, buy it. Yeah, and you already have them all, so there you go. That's a true Christian. And here it is, and you can see introduction, the role of Christ in our salvation, the role of God the Father and the Holy Spirit, the role of humans, and then why assurances of the essence of saving faith, which you already got at this conference 14 times, so you probably don't need that week. Perseverance commanded, not guaranteed. It's required for ruling, but not for being in the kingdom. Why justification and sanctification are distinct. Current issues in salvation, issues like assurance, eternal security, new perspective on Paul, warning passages, lordship, salvation. Current issues in free grace theology, which is what this whole conference is about, how to evangelize clearly, how to deal with problem passages, and then we have your final paper due. And so it's a fun class, and I would suggest not counting the hour a week you spend in class and not counting the 30 to 45 minutes you spend watching the video. You're probably going to read about an hour a week, and you're probably going to write about an hour a week. So, you know, every other week you'll have to put in a couple hours to write the short paper like Philippe was talking about. So it's very doable, but like I was saying with Greek, I still wouldn't recommend doing it all on some one day. But unlike Greek, it's definitely doable in one, you know, take 3 hours, you can do the lecture, the reading, the writing. You could do all that in probably 2 hours. And then you just have the 1 hour of this.
Okay.
And I think it's a good overview to the subject of soteriology from a free grace perspective.
Sounds good. Oh, Bob, before you take off, so why do you think it's a good idea to start this GES seminary at this time?
Yeah, well, you know, the real issue is who are going to be the next generation of pastors, missionaries, teachers, elders, deacons, women's leaders, all those people. And unfortunately, there's not much in terms of Bible colleges and seminaries that's going to prepare people well. Unfortunately, a lot of those places are going to take free grace people and turn them into non-free grace people. And so I believe this school has great potential. I remember Zane Hodges felt it was essential we have a school.
Right, and we did start a school. Julia started a school back in 98, 99.
Yeah, yeah. Mike came out, her husband Mike, and he helped us get it going, and Tony taught in it, and I taught in it, and we were doing fairly well, but we didn't really have everything pulled together. We didn't have enough faculty, and we didn't also have enough students. So part of it's going to be for these classes, it's probable that we'll go ahead and have the classes, even if it's just one or two students in a class. But for the faculty to be paid fully, they need to have 10 or more students. So, you know, it really would be best if we can have 10 or more students in every class. We may not.
So GES is not going to get any money from students, but it's still going to pay the faculty.
That's right. We pay the faculty for these classes, mm-hmm. and they're basically getting $250 per student or $2,500 for the whole semester if there's 10 or more students. But if there's only a small number of students, it's almost not worth the people's time to teach the class because they're just making a little bit of money. So it's really best if we could have 10 students in every class or more.
So it's kind of like the books. GS is not in to make money, but to do the ministry.
Exactly, but it's really helpful. I mean, all these men, you know, would teach for free, but the thing is, we don't want them to teach for free. Well, now, of course, Ken and I will teach for free because we're already getting paid by GES fully, so we don't need to get extra. But these other guys, and there will be others that are going to be doing this, this isn't going to make them much money, but still, $2,500 is pretty reasonable for a course of this length. and this is what we require. That's kind of comparable to what you'd get in a Bible college or seminary, except that would be 15 weeks, and you'd have to be there for 2 hours a week or so and stuff. And by the way, these guys will grade their own papers unless they get Catherine to grade them.
Thank you.
You
can go ahead, Bob.
QR code you had in the application.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'm assuming we have to submit that application by a
yes, ma'am.
Date?
Yes, I will work on the date. It's probably going to be in July because I need time to actually organize. The hardest part about organizing all this was finding a time zone that 1 hour on, let's say, Wednesday or Saturday that works for, like, half of the class and the teacher. And then on top of that, when we had daylight savings, you know, going and coming or whatever, being retracted, it really caused problems for me because Europe would do it like a week earlier and then we follow behind. It was really actually the most complicated part. But otherwise, thankfully, that doesn't happen too often.
Where are we sending the application?
You'll be sending it, you're going to be emailing it to gesclass@yahoo.com. And that actually goes to me. And yeah, so good question. Yes, Tony.
Don't have a smartphone, you're still dumb. You can't do the cam thing. What do you do?
Yes. I will be, let's see. Contact gesclass@yahoo.com and I'll send you a link. I'll send you a link to the Google Drive that has all the documents and PowerPoints.
Did you mention logos?
Yes, I will. So I'm going to have Steve stay up here because he needs to talk about an elective class that we have only for students who've taken already one class. And it's on Logos software. So the rest of you are dismissed.
I want to answer the question. Oh, he left about the footnotes and stuff. Oh, he left.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Okay. I was going to ask him. Okay.
Well, okay. Thank you. Thank you, Ken, Philippe, and Tony. Okay, Annika and Greg. Can you come up here real quick, if you like? Here. Okay, while they're coming up here, there is going to be an elective class on Logos software. I don't know anything about it, so Steve here is going to tell me a little bit about why we would want to know how to use Logos.
Okay, let's see. Y'all ready? So?
They're actually extending the time on this by another 5 minutes.
Now, I don't know how expensive Logos is now, all the price rates for the various things, but there's a fellow, should we say his name?
Bill Feast.
Okay, Bill Feast is going to, I think, provide this for all of our students, which is similar to what you'd get if you went to DTS. They provide it with your, whatever you pay,
yeah,
and you get a Logos, you know, top-of-the-line scholars program, and I'm sure Bill will give some top-of-the-line deal. Logos is the best thing going because if you can get just a few basic Greek things under your belt, for instance, talk about Greek for a second, you can do things in 13.2 seconds that would have taken Zane Hodges working full-time for 2 weeks plus to get. It's amazing. And there's just a even some of the, speaking of basic Greek, just some of the basic stuff you can do that Bill will show us how to do on Logos is amazing, and you'll use it over and over and over. Now, he can show you how to do it, very advanced things that, like I say, can happen in 13 seconds, literally, that would take possibly months for you to do. That's how quick, obviously, computers can work. It's just amazing, and you don't have to have a lot of Greek. In fact, conceivably, you could get a good program, and if you had a tutor like Bill, you might not have to have any Greek at all and still use the Greek programs. Greek in the, you would need like the alphabet, obviously. But the benefit too, if I can piggytail on what he just said about the Greek stuff, if you have a tutor, that's the, Zane felt that the benefit of seminary, period, is the languages. You can get the other things, even the Bible courses, with a good mentor and reading the right books. But in the languages, it really helps to have a tutor. And as, Catherine was saying, to have these experts to be able to talk to them in Zoom, live time, is amazing. Well, that's going to help you so much more on the Logos thing. They go together. Do you want to say anything about the Logos stuff?
Yeah, I use it all the time, and I'm not all that good at it, so I'm thinking about it.
Oh, he's going to take your class.
Stuff.
Yeah.
Did you know that it can be on your phone?
Yeah, sure.
That's, I use that every day, literally. I'll just pop on and you can look at things literally right on your phone.
Right, and so as soon as you get even just the...
How long do I have?
No, go ahead.
As soon as you just get the alphabet, which is the first thing you're going to get in Greek, and it takes a while to learn it, alpha, beta, gamma, delta, epsilon, then you can use the lexicons and so forth. But in the Greek thing, I wish I would have brought my computer here and we could pop it up. But you'll get, in our opinion, the Byzantine text, which that would be similar to the majority text, and you'll be able to read the words, at least if you have the alphabet. So you can click on, and with a phone, just put your finger on a particular word, the cursor, and it will bring up several things. Word studies is one of them. And then that opens up a panel that shows you all of the, which if you get this program from Bill, you will have all kinds of Greek lexicons, not just the main one, but several others. And you can do word studies within those lexicons, but then you put your cursor on that Greek word shows up, you touch it, and it shows you every usage in the New Testament, and then Bill will put on your computer where the New King James Version or whatever version you want is right beside the Greek text, so you can do it a little bit faster if you're not a natural Greek reader.
Like I was looking up the word forgive, and it will give you the pie chart of when it is translated as leave or lose versus forgive.
Yeah.
It will give you all the breakdowns.
And that's a quick look. Of course, it would take you a long time to categorize each of these specific things that she's talking about. But that's a quick way to do it, and then you can do all your study there yourself too. Do your own word studies, but it's so much quicker when we had to use like Moulton and Geddon and look up every single verse. It just takes so much time flipping through your Bible and here at one look. Even if it's 300 uses, well, it might be a few pages, but they're all just right there. He'll also show you how to use the Septuagint and the one that is coordinated with the English passage and so forth, but where you can do the same exact kind of Greek word studies. Septuagint's really important. That's the Greek translation of the Old Testament because that's the version that Jesus and the apostles mainly quote from. So it is nice to know Hebrew, but it's really super nice to know Greek. And
thank you.
These programs help so very much.
You're talking about Bill Feast, too.
Yeah, Bill Feast.
He's fabulous. If you want to know about Logos.
Outside of some Logos staff, there's probably nobody in America that knows more about it.
So we're not the new students,
aren't. No. Who's eligible is right here. Greg and Annika Muller, they're husband and wife, and they had the boldness to sign up for Bob Wilkins' class, soteriology, back in the fall. It was the beta class. And then again for Ken Yates and Catherine's class on tough texts in the spring. So I'm just going to interview them real quick so they won't miss too much downstairs. So, Greg, why did you want to take those classes? You got to hold the mic close to you.
So we wanted to take the classes. We wanted to take the classes together, actually, just to study the Bible from a free grace perspective. And the class setting, I think, is it's a way to keep you engaged. It's not just going to, you know, a Sunday school class. It's, you know, you have a goal, finish a topic, soteriology, et cetera. And I think that appeals to me a lot.
That's great. How about Annika? Anything to add?
I would just say, like, the discussions were phenomenal. Like, we learned so much. Like, the lectures and the readings were good, but, like, I learned so much from Ken and Bob.
That's good. And then back to Greg, just a quick question. Greg, you got a master's from Gray School of Theology in Houston, right?
Yes,
so
I did.
Why is it that you wanted to take, like, Bob and Ken's class?
I mean, the one from the Gray School of Theology, it's really just another seminary at this point.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I love the people there and everything, but it's a seminary to the world. That's their slogan.
Yeah.
So while their term is grace, it's I feel it's lost a lot of the focus. It uses a lot of the new DTS folks there,
right.
And I'm not faulting them at all. They're a great group of people, but I wanted to really focus on the free grace message.
Thank you, Greg and Annika, and just Catherine. We'll be kind of talking more about maybe some of the ministries we have at GES. If you have any further questions regarding the school or Bob's class, I helped TA Bob's class. You can let me know, or you can email me at gesclass@yahoo.com. Go ahead, Catherine.
Well, I was just going to say real quick about, you know, the distinction, I think, in taking classes from just a regular seminary. A buddy was taking our courses this last year, and he was doing it in tandem while taking classes at a local school. And he was just telling me this week he's just spending his whole time just, you know, fighting people on basic core issues, and he's not learning anything, and that it was far and above more impactful taking the classes here. And so he's thinking about dropping out of that class and just continuing.
And I remember asking you, Catherine, how did you answer test questions or writing assignments from professors whose theology you didn't agree with? What was your caveat?
My caveat was always, according to the professor, this is what you want. Yeah. I would always start my, if I had to answer, be like, this is what you're teaching. This is not my opinion.
Right.
This is what you said. And so you could regurgitate what they said, and I can do that.
Right.
But yeah.
Right.
I said, you know, sure. Yeah. I'm a good, I got passive aggressive from my father for sure. But yeah. So always with the caveat. But, yeah, I mean, I know we got to go, guys, but we just have a lot of resources. And also we do have other Zoom studies that are not, specifically for the school, but that are just Bible studies that Ken and I are doing every week. And so if you're interested in that, you can reach out to us as well. Those are just verse by verse studies on Romans. We're doing one on end times. I have one for ladies that's going over Zane Hodges' First Peter, and it's literally verse by verse. Some weeks we only do a verse. So it's very detailed. It's very discussion based. It's very much just the beauty of coming together with like-minded free gracers and just discussing the passages and asking those questions. Yes, sir. You access them by coming to me. Come talk to me. you can email Letitia and she'll connect you with me, or you can just come talk to me and I can give you my email and I'll send you the Zoom link and the days and the times and just what we're doing and all that good stuff.
Thank you.
I know it's like they slowly everybody's been leaving.
I know. Thank you so much. This is recorded, so we'll put it up, right, Danny? Thank you.
Yeah.